It's all connected. I heard a rumor that it's all connected. Hey, folks, welcome to the show. This is Grimnir. This is the It's All Connected program. This is episode 5, and today's show is entitled The JFK Assassination, Deceive, Inveigle, Obfuscate. Some of you may get that reference if you're a fan of certain things that I'm a fan of. Anyway, yeah, it's an X-Files episode title. Anyway, today with us on the show, we have Mr. Gary Long, Gary L., and he's going to help us out untangling some of these connections so we can see what's going on. So how you doing, Gary L.?
Doing fine, and thank you so much for asking me to be on. It's been a long time, huh?
yeah, it's been a while since we've heard your voice on the radio here. So it's
beautiful to see all many of the same people still in the chat, and a lot of new people. That's really cool.
Yeah, you know, the core group has remained, and new ones have come along and become part of the core group here. So we got a lot of good folks that hang out here and Real Liberty Media. So anyway, you could be listening in from realibertymedia.com, either just right there on the sidebar or on the It's All Connected show page, or maybe over on rlmradio.xyz or over on the realliberty.org page. We got the player up over there. And if you're not here in the chat, head on over. Come on in. Say hi. How do you get to the chat on realibertymedia.com? Little pop-up chat button there, or there's also a chat there on rlmradio.xyz, and you can talk to all the great folks that are in here. We've got a nice group of them, and let me see who I see chatting. I see Anti and Chloe and Vinny and of course, the barman. Yeah, he's always there. Miss Kate, I think Moose Girl's out there somewhere doing whatever. Mr. Meister Brow, the Woodman. Gigi's Boo. Hey, Gigi's Boo, how you doing? All right. I don't know who else in here. Anti, and Rome's, who now goes by Trust No One, and all kinds of folks. Come on over, jump on into the chat, and you can make comments about whatever you like. But try and stick to the topic. All right. So I wanted to get into this JFK thing today, Gary, because last week I covered the Federal Reserve, and I was going to tie. Oh, no, last week I covered the Depression. Last week, the Federal Reserve was the week before that. All right. Anyways, because I felt, and I've thought for a long time, that the Federal Reserve was the chief culprit, or the chief possible culprit, in the murder of JFK. But I did some research this week, and I do believe that I've been wrong on that for many years now. Do you have any comments about that?
Well, other than to say that I'm sure there were some aspects related to banking and money involved in the assassination of Kennedy. Like you, I had that same belief up until I think we both read the same information, and it probably, and it's bad enough as it is. There are so many dogs and cats associated with this event that, of course, probably someone in a moneyed interest did have at least some knowledge of it ahead of time.
Right. Anyway, I want to share a little bit that I pulled from the article that brought me down the road to think that, okay, I've been wrong. So this is a post written by G. Edward Griffin the guy that wrote Jekyll Island, the Jekyll Island book. And this is a post from 2000, which he updated in 2017, and it's called JFK and the Federal Reserve, and it's on one of his websites, I do believe is his website, freedomforceinternational.org. So anyway, just let me give you this here. The proponents of the JFK myth assert that Kennedy was assassinated because he was about to issue silver certificates, thereby denying the bankers their customary interest payments on the nation's currency. However, the reality was just the opposite. Previously, the president could issue silver certificates on his own authority, but with the signing of EO-11110, he delegated that authority to the Secretary of Treasury. At that time, the Secretary of Treasury was Douglas Dillon, a well-known and powerful banking family. That means Kennedy surrendered the power to issue silver certificates and gave it to a member of the banking fraternity who could do with it as he pleased, without approval, ratification, or other action of the president. Dillon, of course, would have strong motive to preserve the dominance of Federal Reserve notes. The theory that Kennedy was getting ready to issue silver certificates is without evidence or logic. I have more, but give me a moment here. Gary L. is sharing a graphic with me. Let's take a look and see what this is here. Okay. This is all of the possibles involved. All right. We'll get back to that. I'm going to go on with some more from this article here. The persistent rumor regarding the banker's role in JFK's death was reinforced by several books circulated in conservative circles. They contain an ominous passage from Kennedy's speech at Columbia University just 10 days before his assassination. He is quoted as saying, "The high office of the president has been used to foment a plot to destroy the Americans' freedoms, and before I leave this office, I must inform the citizens of this plight," which was quoted by M.L. Beckman, Born Again Republic Billings Montana Freedom Church, 1981, and also by Lindsey Williams in To Seduce a Nation, Castleoff, Arkansas. Anyway, however, when the Columbia University was contacted to provide a transcript of the speech, it was learned that Kennedy never spoke there, neither 10 days before his assassination, nor at any other time. It is possible that Kennedy did make those remarks that were attributed to him on a different date in front of a different audience. Even so, it's a cryptic message that could have several meanings. He intended to expose the Fed, at least likely of them all, is the least likely of them all. Because, well, Kennedy had been a lifelong collectivist and internationalist. He attained the Fabian London School of Economics, participated in the destruction of the American money supply, and engineered the transfer of American wealth to foreign nations, which that's listed in The Creature from Jekyll Island. It says here on page 109, there is little reason to believe that he suddenly saw the light and was reversing his lifelong beliefs and commitments. So there you have that. So it seems unlikely at this point after going through this, reading this, that if indeed G. Edward Griffin is being honest and is correct, that this would have been the ones that came after and killed Kennedy. I could be wrong, but I don't know. There's lots of other roads to go down, though, on this whole Kennedy assassination, aren't there?
Far too many, actually.
Far too many. Yeah. So I found that illuminating to myself. Anyway, I don't know how it is to the rest of the people, the theorists, and I don't call people that speak of JFK's assassination as not according to the official nonsense story as conspiracy theorists. I just call them theorists because, regardless of what happened, it was a conspiracy. This wasn't done by a single person somewhere. It certainly was not done by Lee Harvey Oswald in a book depository. I think that's something that we can all agree on. So, what would be your top theory to look at?
Well, I would just lay out some breadcrumbs.
All right.
And we'll try to follow the breadcrumbs and see where they go.
Right.
Jim Garrison is probably the best starting point in all the work that he did with regard to Clay Shaw. And then you had the Bannister people and David Ferry and the connections between Oswald and David Ferry. They go back. So there was clearly evidence of prior knowledge among a lot of these people.
Right.
But then you had also so much resistance to the investigation and the grand jury. The grand jury business down in New Orleans. And clearly there was some organized crime associated with all this. And you had the odd situation, and stepping back a little bit, that Joe Kennedy, being the big bootlegger that he was,
yeah,
and well affiliated with the mob,
sure,
apparently there was some element of that relationship involved in JFK actually having been elected in the first place. So what happens then is Bobby Kennedy suddenly turns and goes after the mob.
Right.
So that made a lot of people unhappy, I would suppose.
And may have led to his death.
Well, yeah. And then of course you have the oil depletion allowances. They were being taken away. So the oil men with whom Lyndon Johnson was well familiar. They would have had a bee in their bonnet about all that. And so you have all these different angles going on, but I would bring us back to Jim Garrison because he brought up a whole lot of stuff, and the FBI overtly tried to block his investigation. So that tells you something right there, that there's something going on in a deeper background than you had CIA involvement and that link chart I sent you, that is where you ultimately wind up, because Clay Shaw was affiliated, he was a representative of a company called Permandex, which was a Canadian company,
mm-hmm,
well reputed to have been a CIA front. Well, in the Permandex, let me just pull up some of that stuff. You have Samuel Bronfman. Now, that name should ring a bell with the Seagram's business, but more recently with the Nexium business, the Bronfman family.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's a link with organized crime right there. And then you have Roy Cohn. That name should be familiar with a lot of people. That was one of Trump's proteges. Right?
Yeah.
And then you have, last but not least, is Louis Bloomfield. Louis Bloomfield and Samuel Bronfman were very close. And Bloomfield had connections, CIA connections. They also had OSS connections. And as a matter of fact, at the top of that chart, you'll see a fellow by the name of Lucky Luciano. Lucky Luciano was also associated with OSS.
Right.
And so you had those OSS associations, and then James Jesus Angleton, that name should be familiar.
It's not to me.
That, I'm sorry?
I said, I don't know that name.
Okay, he was CIA, basically a station chief, but he was former OSS, and he was well knowledgeable of Bloomfield and Luciano.
Right.
So you had these people operating with the capacity to set up clandestine operations. There's no question about it. And then you have the mob, the obvious mob overlap. There, right there, Frank Costello and all these mob names. We won't get into all that. But let's see. We're trying to keep this line taut. All this hooks back up into the Meyer Lansky National Criminal Syndicate.
Right.
And that is a huge operation. And it was a huge operation. And it's the current, the more current iteration of that would have been called the Mega Group. Anyone familiar with them?
No, I don't. I'm not anyway.
Yeah, the Mega Group. That's Les Wexner, who was tied directly to Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay, well, I do know that name. So.
Yeah, so he was big time in the Mega Group, along with a number of other very rich people. So all these things are connected. When that's just kind of a broad overview of how these things, and you can take this information. I'll throw out a couple of sources that people can, if they want to, they can follow up on.
Yeah, no, that'd be great, sure.
But it's not just old history. It is old history, but the Kennedy assassination was probably, in recent times, was the most overt coup d'etat in the world.
Right.
The fact that he was publicly executed, that was a message that was sent to any politician who decided they wanted to go left or right or center. And then, you know, your tie-ins with Permandex through Jim Garrison.
Mm-hmm.
And Permandex was the operation of Bronfman and Louis Bloomfield. And as such, if Permandex is as advertised, a CIA front, then you can see all kinds of interesting tie-ins begin to occur.
Yeah,
I think I'll stop there because it gets too crazy.
Yeah, just I've got going through the flow chart here, trying to follow your what you're telling me here, and yeah, it's pretty wild chart showing all of these connections.
Right, and those are actual physical, day to day type of connections. Carlos Marcello, you'll see down in the lower right, right beside Tibor Rosenbaum. That's a big name. But Marcello was the mob boss of New Orleans. So any problems that were coming up in New Orleans as far as any mob involvement with the assassination certainly would have fallen in Marcello's hands to take care of or to obfuscate, as you mentioned.
Uh-huh.
And the money, you were talking about money, this Tibor Rosenbaum, he was a huge money figure in this whole organized crime operation. He had banks in Europe. They owned banks in Europe.
Right.
And they laundered millions and millions, probably billions even then, through these banks. So we're from drugs and weapon sales and all this fun stuff that I think some people felt was threatened because Kennedy was talking about not getting involved in Vietnam. So you have the money aspect from that direction too, which goes along with what you were saying.
There was a how long was it after LBJ was inaugurated? Did he send the troops to Vietnam? It was like days, right?
Yeah, it was like almost immediately. You want your damn war, I'll give it to you, I think was the quote.
Yeah, something along those lines. So Yeah, hard to pin down an exact thing, which, but here's what I think. One of the things I think about this, after this huge slap in the face to all of America, because everybody's looking at this. Well, except for those, you know, the real flag wavers that will believe anything the government says. But anybody that had any question at all. They got a huge slap in the face because this was an obvious lie. They killed the president that was apparently very popular at that point in time. And so everybody that had always believed in everything America and that the government was this great group of people, of course not everybody believed that, but enough people believed that to make it almost a unanimous thing there, now had to question. They now had to say, wait a minute. They've killed our president. They put in this other guy who's, well, I don't know if he's more socialist than Kennedy was, but certainly did more socialist actions than Kennedy did. So for them to lie and cover it up and then put out the reports that they did saying they did this investigation, and you can look through that investigation and realize it was just nonsense. I think that was a big shift in the American psyche from that point on, from November 22nd, 1963, until now, which it just has just continued to decline and deteriorate. The faith of the American people in the American government since that point in time. And you could look back through other false flags that went on, of course, pretty much soon after that, the Gulf of Tonkin nonsense. And then going forward, whether or not you want to believe in the moon landing, that's a whole other thing. But that sold the most people for a long time until people started being able to go through some of the tapes and understand what they had on television not being real, and then the destruction of whatever commodity based money by during Nixon's era in there when he said okay, no more backing of any kind for the dollar because of the fact that, well, we just can't back it. So we're just going to say it's the face and credit of the U.S. is what backs it. And then watching what happened to the value of the dollar and the opposing value of other supposed backing currencies at that point in time, silver and gold, as they shot up, as the dollar fell off, and then the continual production of more and more, injection of more and more money, air quotes on that, into the system to further devalue your currencies. So I'm just getting at the fact that all of the things that have happened since then have shown the America, or some of the American people, not all of them, of course, that the government is not to be trusted, can't be trusted, they're going to lie about everything. And, of course, people knew about it before that, and you can find all kinds of quotes from various authors and such prior to that. But the majority of the American public still believed that the government was good and honest and had their best interests at heart. So I think that was the primary catalyst that switched what people thought at that point in time until now.
Yeah, and I think you're right on target there. And to answer the question about who killed Kennedy, that's today particularly, that's a very difficult one to answer. The only thing that I could offer in that direction is that it was perhaps the beginning, or maybe it was just the first indication of a large global criminal enterprise that include a lot of different people, And I think even today we can see indications of that, that the large criminal enterprise, that its two main revenue streams are drugs and war, are the two main revenue streams. And those are actually interrelated.
Well, so that is switching at this point, as they roll in the global medical tyranny,
right?
Because that's a much larger income stream, something they can control everybody with.
Mm-hmm.
It's
just a continuing process, and I think we can see the first overt indications of that at the JFK event. And it's just moved forward and through 9/11 and now today with the different, you know, I mean, clearly they lie. I mean, there was a lie that got us into Vietnam, Gulf of Tonkin. It was a lie that got us into the Gulf War.
Right, Iraq, the WMDs.
Yeah, right, and all that. That was a lie. And so it's just one lie after another. Now we're being told that there's this god-awfully deadly magical virus that we haven't quite identified yet, but, you know, it'll kill you. And forget the fact that we forgot to count the flu deaths this year. And, you know, but we have to you have to wear a mask until you get a vaccine, and that, which addresses your point of this is all about money and control.
Right.
And that does tie back into the economic system, because it's an economic system that they knew could not last, a Ponzi scheme. They knew could not last.
Sure.
So they just push it out to the its logical conclusion, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's that seems to be very close at this point. It seems to be that this global shutdown, all countries basically working in synchronicity at this point in time, they've rolled out at least as a test, whether or not this is the final, because they may lighten up and back off, but they've seen what they can do and how easy it is to convince people to do what they want with just magical words. That doesn't matter if their words say A one day and B the next, because people are going to follow right along and forget about what was said yesterday and just go with whatever the latest info, I use that word very loosely, is on these things. And you're going to have people, as they have them out there now, call them whatever you want, Karens, brown shirts, or whatever, where if somebody is not following the authorita verbatim, those other people will report you for not doing so. And then as I'd say gradually, but it was pretty quick gradually, on the, you know, the various governors of the states in the U.S., and I don't know how it's going over in Europe or other countries around the world, but here, where first it was, okay, 15 days, flatten the curve, that's all it's going to take, and then I'm suddenly, well, now that we got you all locked up inside and you're okay with it, we're going to, here's a couple dollars, that'll keep you happy for a while. That'll keep you locked in your houses. Just stay in. And, well, you have to stay in because we closed all the businesses that you were working at. I know we're quite far afield from JFK, but not really, because all this ties back into the whole financial system that was probably the reason behind the whole JFK assassination situation.
Well, it's certainly contributed. And it's one thing to consider is the fact that you have two parallel systems. You have what we, you know, the rank and file you see in your monetary system out there and your banks and all that good stuff. And then you have another system that operates in the dark that is just as rich, to use a word, if not more so, than the system that you see. So it's a system that exists. I mean, the Panama Papers, if you remember that, that was a huge data dump that touched a lot of this occulted money. And getting back to Tibor Rosenbaum, that was another thing. There was occulted money. But I can't believe for a minute that there isn't, at some point between those two parallel streams, there isn't a connection. Because no one in the, look at the Fed, for example, no one of that ilk is going to allow that level of money to flow back and forth without having some finger on it.
Right.
So yeah, it's all connected, as you say, and it's a pretty scary proposition. One of the things you said that really caused me to think of something. Imagine for a moment what level of coordination is or was required to have every state, almost every country, simultaneously locked down using very similar methods. Imagine that. What level of control that requires.
Right. It's very top down. There's a small group of people that you've never heard of, never don't know their names, don't know their faces,
right,
that have the strings to all of the so-called leaders that are running the various countries, or supposedly running the various countries, which are really just following the orders of those people that we never see, which I guess they're calling, some people are calling the deep state at this point, but I've always called them the shadow government or shadow controllers. They're not really a government per se, but they are in control via the money supply around the world. And how they've drawn all of the countries into the global banking system and put them all so deep into debt that they can never get out. So people, you know, you got people now, and they're all, you know, bouncing back and forth over, oh, I got to get rid of Trump, or we got to, you know, get Trump back in there. It's like, it makes no difference. It absolutely makes no difference whatsoever who that guy or girl or dog or rock that sits in the Oval Office is, because he's not in control of anything. Whether you like the person sitting there or not, it's not going to change. And if you can draw back, go back at least as far as Kennedy, and follow the agenda going forward, and especially after Agenda 21 came into being, where they spelled everything out, what their plan was and what they're going to do, and now even further with Agenda 2030, that you can see whoever they put in there, it nothing changes. I mean, it doesn't. They're not in charge. They're not running the show. So people want to, you know, bounce up and down and say, I need this guy or that guy. It's all distraction. It's all entertainment. So you really have to look deeper on these things, or I'd say back away and get a larger view instead of doing the micro view down at the individual level. Go out there, get the macro view, look at the whole world, look at what's happening, and look at it over the long term, rather than every 4 years or every 8 years, however you want to encapsulate it. And I encourage people not to worry about who's sitting there and that in charge of their country, whether it's the U.S. or Britain or whatever. Those people don't really matter. And that goes for China and Russia as well. So You got at this point in time, you got supposedly the U.S. and China at odds, going after each other over certain things, and you got Russia spying here and there, and some of that may actually be happening, but to no actual consequence. At least that's my feeling on it.
Yeah, there again, you're looking at two different worlds. You have the white world that's obvious to everyone, and we spy on spy and spy on China and Russia and blah, blah. Then you have the dark world that you have an entirely different cast of characters and very different agendas and levels of control. You're talking about how things keep going. Well, I think it's the Epstein-Maxwell business that we were most recently exposed to gives you a keen insight into the techniques of control of powerful people and control of agendas and control of messages. I mean, it's no coincidence that Ghislaine Maxwell's dad, Robert Maxwell, was well connected with intelligence circles. He was well connected with Samuel Bronfman, which goes back to the Permadex thing, right?
Right.
He was well connected with him. He was well connected with CIA, MI6, Mossad. He was connected to the Danny Casolaro story with the software, it just escaped my mind, the Promise software. As Robert Maxwell was the prime salesman of the hacked Promise software to other countries around the world. So you can see, to reinforce your point about the scope of this thing and how you almost have to back up to another galaxy to get a true view of what's really going on and all the connections. It is absolutely incredible.
Right, right. Yeah, that's the thing is, people tend to have very short-term memories, and you can see that just throughout the comments that either wherever, if you're on social media, your various social media outlets and such, people don't understand or don't recall what happened as far as last week, no less, last year, 4 years or 10 years ago. And, if we're talking 50 years ago, it's almost impossible to get people to take that into consideration, into what's going on right now in their world and what's affecting them directly. They think, well, this just sprang up out of nowhere. But no, it didn't. This has all been planned out for a long time.
Yeah, it's pretty, I don't know what the right word is. Yes, it's discouraging and all that, but we can't live there because that's a very dark place.
It is, yeah.
And we can do the best we can do with the people that we're closest with.
Sure. I mean, we can go out there and try and tell everybody, hey, this is what's going on, but we look like, lunatics, and people don't listen to us. We got a tiny group of people that listen to us, and the rest of the world just keeps on doing whatever they were doing before, paying attention to Madonna. Who's the person now? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Obviously not Madonna, but whoever they are now.
Whoever the latest mask.
Yeah. What's her name? Who's that supposed country girl? Swift. Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Is she the latest and greatest? I don't know. I'm old. I don't keep track of all that stuff. Yeah. Rob Works is pointing out in the chat here that David Icke also gives a lot of detail about the controlling families in the underworld. And Hal Anthony covered a lot of that yesterday, if you heard Behind the Woodshed yesterday. Mm-hmm. You definitely got you got a couple slices of that pie thrown your direction. So, I don't know. I have, anyway, back to the JFK for a second. I've got a couple other links I'm going to put into the blog after the show. One is from a website called 22november1963.org.uk. So the UK people are into it too, but it lists a bunch of various JFK conspiracy theories, Oswald and the various conspiracy theories surrounding that, because there wasn't just one around Oswald. There weren't many. How he was framed, what about LBJ, and was he directly involved in the assassination of Kennedy? As he had the best motive for anything. J. Edgar Hoover, his connections there, FBI, you know, all of that. Secret Service possibly did it. His supposedly protectors, right? The Secret Service, they could have been directly involved as well. And as you point out, those from the various mob people, which were also tied back in to the, quote, intelligence agencies, which I don't know how much intelligence they actually have, but evil they have. And then the anti-Castro Cubans, right-wing extremists, which I guess is a popular saying, goes into the mafia, the all kinds of various things in there. And another website, post I'm going to put in there from this website called conspiracies.net. And their story, the JFK assassination conspiracy theory, but there's a whole bunch of theories listed, so all that's in there, and that's all good. So, all right, let's see what you got here.
Yeah, that's a book that I highly recommend.
If
people haven't read this.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you have to be careful. Read it with discernment, because Michael Piper has a little bit of a he has a narrow focus, but he has a wealth of information that you can work with to, you know, to confirm and follow up things. Your comment about J. Edgar Hoover was kind of interesting, because he and the mob, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, yeah, he and his buddy Clyde Tolson. They like going to racetracks and betting money. Well, who controls the racing industry, right?
Right, it's all the same gang, mob,
right.
Whatever.
Right, so it's very easy for the mob to have a control on Hoover, not only because of that, but because of the damning personal evidence that they had against him when his escapades and with Clyde Tolson and others. So he was easy to control. And that brings us right back again to the Epstein-Maxwell current story.
Right.
So anybody who's anybody, even John Roberts, apparently, the Supreme Court Justice, his name appears on the Lolita Express flight logs.
Sure.
And interestingly, his decisions of late have been fascinating for a so-called conservative. But anyway, yeah, it's a big hot mess. I don't know how else to describe it.
I don't either. You know, it's really interesting if somebody is actually willing to look at it and with a skeptical eye, I guess I would say, look at everything that you're being told by the government, the media, the authorities, anything they tell you, rather than just say, oh, well, they said that, let me just follow along with what they said, because, well, after all, they are the authority, they know what's going on. Well, whether they do or whether they don't, they're not giving you the real information. So you need to definitely take every word that they spit out and try and decipher what they really mean by what they're saying. If you've got a sentence there, pick it apart. see the information that they're giving you, and try and unravel it, because they'll put the truth in there, but they'll deceive you in such a way that if you just take it at face value, then that's what you're going to wind up with. Then you're going to wind up walking around wearing a mask and staying 6 feet away from people and hiding in a hole somewhere because the big boogity bug boo is coming to get you. And if, unless you follow their word, every word, regardless of the fact that it's totally different than what it was yesterday, then it's going to get you. So this whole mask thing, boy, it drives me nuts. Because people have bought into it so heavily, and I see it does you too. I follow you on Twitter, so.
Yeah. Well, that in itself is an interesting thing. It's just another example of how effective the propaganda machine is. Because, as Hal likes to say, they know us better than we know ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. You know, people don't sit back and examine themselves to know who they are, to know their own self. And that is definitely a key to gaining a greater understanding in the world, is to know yourself.
I like to use history as a guide. And as humanity, I guess, we've been to this precipice before, down through the years, the ages. And every time the I guess I'll use the word bad guys, they implode. They do something. And the whole thing falls apart. And I have no reason to think that this is going to be any different. Now, will there be casualties along the way? Absolutely. Absolutely will.
Sure.
And our life will probably change somewhat. Lives will probably change somewhat. But this thing will fall apart. And it will self-destruct, because what's that old saying? Anything built on a lie can't stand. Right?
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm not familiar with the phrase, but okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so it'll all fall apart. Now, when exactly? I'm not sure. They're pushing it. They're all in now. They're completely in this game. And like the Texas Hold'em thing, they're all in.
Yeah.
So the one disconcerting aspect of this, and it's a little bit off topic, not totally, but there's some indication, some belief that around 2025 is when the big hammer falls, or something along those lines.
Right.
And it's interesting that, if you remember, I think I've talked about the Deagle Report in the past.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that in your old lower road
less
traveled.
Yeah, it's interesting that this is right in line with the predictions in the Deagle Report, that 2025, the world will have a 3 billion person reduction in worldwide population. And the developed countries, the United States leading the list, is going to effectively collapse. So,
right. Well, it's like that clip that you shared there from Suspect Sky, or with yourself, that this is a trial. This is a thing to test and see how well people can hold up. How the medical systems will hold up, how the various supplies will hold up, how the people will put up with it. What was that movie called again? Unlocked, or?
Unlocked, yeah. And that was a funny story, because I was just watching it because I'd never seen it, and suddenly that came up. I said, oh no. And that movie was made in 2017.
Right.
And there we go again. That's the revelation of the method, or the predictive programming.
That's what it is, right.
They put it right there for you to see. It's almost as if they have to tell you before they do it.
I think that's the case. I think it's part of their, cult or bizarre belief system that they have. that they always, you know, whether it's Illuminati, whatever you want to call it. It's like, now you remember the TV program, The X-Files, right?
Yeah.
Which is where today's title comes from. The X-Files, Season 4, Episode 4, was called Deceive, Inveigle, and Obfuscate. Anyway, from that show was a little spin-off show, if you remember, called The Lone Gunman.
Sure.
Okay. The pilot episode of The Lone Gunman showed exactly how 9/11 was going to be done. Now, they didn't show you necessarily some of the finer facts, but they showed you that these planes were going to be remotely controlled and flown into the World Trade Center and then blamed upon the Arabs or some Arab group because they're easy to, you know, demonize. And they did that about 6 months before 9/11. I think it was March of 2001 when that episode came out. And so they said, they didn't come out and say, this is going to happen, but they showed you what was going to happen and how it was going to be done. So it's got to be some, I don't know, tricky little, you know, part of one of their rules, you know, and that they have in their secret society of people running the world. That they always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. But then they'll obviously deny that they've ever said anything like that once it's pointed out, which it's, you know, eventually gets pointed out. Said, hey, this showed me this well before that. And they'll say, oh, you just have a wild imagination.
Which takes us back to JFK and his speech before the press club, I think it was, about secret societies. And I think that's interesting. David Icke talks about the Babylonian death cult.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's probably on to something with that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this, if you look at a lot of their symbology and stuff, it could definitely be tied into the Babylonians. All this going forward, just look at the things like the Washington Monument. They got a similar tower over there in London, which was all the Egyptian hieroglyphics on it. So, they're into all that weirdness, you know.
I think the real story, the real story, is probably bigger than any of us could get our heads wrapped around effectively. But I think we're kind of nibbling on the edges of it, but this thing is huge, and it's been huge. It's always been around. It's
right.
Nothing new. It's just changes forms, and it trips and falls and backs up and regroups and comes again.
Absolutely. Oh boy. So I have to pick a new favorite conspiracy or JFK death theory, since mine's been blown out of the water.
I'll tell you, you can look. I'll share some of this other stuff. You can look at all this, but this one starting point and that Amazon link to the book.
Right.
That's a good starting point.
Okay.
And then focusing on Jim Garrison after this, and Piper talks a lot about Garrison. He had a lot of sourcing in there. He has a ton of sourcing, so you'll never get tired of sources reading that book. But you see all these, you'll see this. Danny Casolaro had it correct. He called it the octopus.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is.
It is. There's tentacles going everywhere.
Yeah, and just about anybody who's anybody is compromised in one fashion or another.
Right.
And so that's where a lot of people can feel the hopeless feeling, because it's not like there's someone else out there to fix it for you. Well, that's mistaken thinking anyway. You're the one who has to fix it. You have to fix it within yourself. And what's that Gandhi thing? Be the change you want to see.
That sounds about right. Yeah. So, wow. Anyway, before we go on out of time, are you still working with the suspect Sky guy?
Oh yeah.
All
Yeah.
right. And what's your like latest projects and we'll have an
announcement here in the not too distant future. It's a technology that we've developed that will come in handy for a lot of content creators.
okay.
And I can't get into it too much more than that because it's still in development. But it'll be something like hasn't been seen before. I'll put it this way. All these people who have been demonetized and deplatformed, this will answer that question.
Okay.
So that's a project that's been going on for a while. And otherwise, we're just doing podcasts and putting together UFO videos. We have people send in some really interesting stuff. Now we try to vet them as best we can.
Right.
And anything that is like totally wild and wacky, you can't come up with a conventional explanation for including in those. And they come out about once a month. It takes about a month to gather up enough to put together into something.
All right. So, and you guys have a website, or you just do it all on YouTube, or?
SuspectSky.com, and we are developing presence. We have YouTube, of course. We've been demonetized, and we've had videos banned and removed and everything else. So we have a BitChute page. We have all of them. I mean, whatever the library and all these places we've
All
developed
right.
a
Well,
presence.
if you want to drop some links into the wire, I'll include them in the post show blog.
Okay.
Well, you know, whatever you feel like, you know, whatever's best for you.
Sure, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
And yeah, but getting back to the topic here, but that link chart that I dropped in is, as you'll see as you start digging through the Amazon book, you'll start seeing that link chart becomes real important. And the source of the link chart's in the bottom left corner, and that's an important place too. So
Sure.
you can have all kinds of fun with that.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's all cool. That's all good. Now in the upcoming weeks here, and I don't know if you want to be involved in any of these, but I'd welcome it if you did. But anyway, the coming weeks, and I may skip the Gulf of Tonkin, although that was kind of a big one. It's more of a narrower focus. Because it
That's fine.
had basically a single purpose there. The end of the gold standard, 9/11, which is come up in a few weeks, which you may be interested in. Iraq, WMDs, 2008 recession. There's a lot involved in that people just don't look at. The buildup, the many-year buildup to that 2008 recession, and then finally after that to this corona stuff. So if you're interested in doing any of these shows with me, I'll keep you up to date if you're interested,
Yeah, sure.
and so
That'd be great.
you could say, yeah, I'll do this one, or I won't do that one, or whatever.
Yeah. Semper Gumby.
Or Gumby for that matter.
Yeah, sure. That'd be great. I appreciate that.
All right. No, it's been great having you on here with me. Definitely appreciate it. His perspectives and knowledge are very very good on these various topics. So, I want to
Thanks.
thank
Thanks
you.
for having me. And again, it's great to see everyone in the chat.
Yeah.
And
Sure.
it's a testament to you and Real Liberty Media that the folks stay here. That's
We've been here 11 years now, so yeah, pretty good amount of time.
time flies when you're having fun,
Oh, doesn't it though?
right?
Anyway, tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll be in a perfect world with Flash Somebody and Grammy. So check that out. The schedule's over there on reallibertymedia.com for all the rest of the shows coming up on RLM Radio. throughout the week, so check that out. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. All right, I guess that's it. Peace!